misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, here we are once again. Wednesday at 11 o'clock is, you can set your watch by it. You know it's going to happen. Every Wednesday at 11, we have Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Proud to keep this tradition going. We give you a chance to play along and show just how smart you are, how long you have possessed that little piece of information that many people probably would have said, it's useless. Why do you need to know? Why do you keep that in your brain? Well, today is the day you can prove why. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And our friends, by the way, at Little Town Apparel always help us out with this. They put together those limited edition SSRL t-shirts. Every winner gets one of these limited edition t-shirts. Not to mention bragging rights. And the rules are quite simple. Number one, you play it on the phone. 1-877-332-8255. Yes, that's the same number you can text with, but texts will be humored. I usually will read through them to take a look at, see if we're getting close to the right answer, but you can't win on the text line. You have to win by calling. And we ask that you haven't won yet this year. So in 2025, you haven't been a winner. Those are the rules. And you'd need to be the first person to call through with the correct answer to what ends up being usually a pretty challenging question. Just this past week, when I was in Bengoff last Saturday night, I talked with a fella who said, you know what? My family, we've got a bit of a text chat group. We all text, try and get the Saskatchewan smartest radio listener answer. And the fella that I was talking to said a couple of weeks ago, my son knew the answer, but we had trouble getting through on the phone line. That's the other part of it, of course, is getting through. Because there's lots of people that want to play, but not lots of people that have the right answer. Now, last week, getting the right answer proved to be easy for Donna Krawchuk. And Donna is joining me by phone today. Donna, thanks for joining me.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure.
How's the last week been? You won last week. I was off. I know Tamara Cherry was in the chair and asked the question. You knew the answer. I always like to ask winners, have you been treated like royalty?
Oh, my God. Even better.
Really?
So my partner got me a bouquet of flowers with a big balloon that said, you're number one. and made me a surf and turf dinner.
Wow.
With lobster tails. Yes. And also made me a brunch with mimosas. So I've been spoiled rotten.
Donna, you have. Your partner stepped up. I love it.
That is
impressive. Well, listen, I'm happy to see that you got treated like the royalty you are. Last week, the question was this. Each year, on average, you take on about 20 pounds of this. I actually was listening in on the radio. I was kind of giggling as the answers were being thrown out. You knew the answer was what?
Pizza.
Absolutely right. And so that means you were the winner last week. You got the royal treatment. I hope maybe that will keep going for you now that you've proven this. But Donna, the task at hand for you today is we've got to find another winner. And first, we need a question. You've got today's question.
I sure do.
All right, let's have it.
Okay. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place.
Whew, it's a doozy today, isn't it? Let's give it to me one more time.
Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place.
All right. Well, Donna, I appreciate you being such a great winner. Thanks for playing along, and thanks for giving us today's question.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Donna. All right. Here we are, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Here's the question. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. Oh, this could be a tricky one today. Let's see how we make out. Let's jump on the phone line. I'm going to start in Raymore, Saskatchewan. Courtney, you have the dubious distinction of being the first guesser. Do you know the answer?
Do I win a prize for being first?
I'd like to say you do, but what have you got for me on this one?
Go with the Battleford. It's North Battleford.
Okay. That's a great answer. Not the one that we're looking for, but you brought a little local flair to it. I like it. Not the Battlefords. No, that's not what we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. 8255. So the question today is, contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. Let's go to Lauren at Morris Beach. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, I've been in a drought, but I got it today. It's Valhalla.
Valhalla. Tell me why you think that.
Well, it's because it's everybody's Valhalla. That's their good place to be.
I know where you're going. No, sorry, that's not what we're looking for. But I see where you're coming from. Thanks for playing along. Let's go back to the phones. Ron in Cornax, Saskatchewan. Ron, how are you today?
I'm fine. Maybe not fine after this question. But
I know it's a tough one, isn't it? Okay, the question, I'll read it again. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. What do you think?
The hottest spot in Canada.
Okay, good guess. I mean, I like that. I like the way you took that. That's not the right answer. The hottest spot in Canada probably pops up all over the place regularly. Every day, a different spot. But no, that's not what we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Continue down the list. David in Saskatoon is next up. David, what do you say?
I'm going to pick a very popular international city. I'm going to go with Paris.
Hey, great guess. Great guess. But no, not Paris. But I think you're pushing us in the right direction now. 1-877-332-8255. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. Al in Regina, you're next up. What do you think?
I'm going to say Niagara Falls, Canada.
Niagara Falls?
Yes.
Good guess, but no, not Niagara Falls. Continue down the list. Storthoke, Saskatchewan. I've been there many times. Jim is calling from there. Jim, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. What have you got for me? Do you know my answer?
I kind of drew a blank, but I'll say something like the Parliament buildings.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good guess because, I mean, the word place is what's, you know, can be a complicating factor in this. That's not the answer we're looking for. Parliament buildings, not what we're looking for. So the question again, contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. I don't think we're at the point where we have to give a hint yet. I actually think we're going to get this in short order. Maybe Carter is the one to get it from Parkbeg. Is that where you're calling from, Carter?
Yep.
Okay, what have you got for me?
Hey, I'm thinking that the answer is there.
You're going very general, aren't you? Very general. There. Well, it's hard to argue with that. It's hard to argue that that isn't just one place, but no, that's not what we're looking for. But thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go to Dylan in Saskatoon. Next on my list, the question today, Dylan, contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. What do you think?
The North or South Pole.
Okay. North or South Pole? No. You knocked it off the list, so someone else knows that that's not the answer, but that isn't the answer that we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. The closest I would say we've had so far is the caller that guessed Paris. That was not the right answer, but, you know, in terms of hints, that's the closest that we've had so far. Okay, where does my list take me next? Pike Lake is where we go. Layton is on the phone. What do you think, Layton?
Well, that last one threw me off, but I was going to say Earth.
Okay. Boy, there's some people really thinking general. And I mean, it's pretty tough to argue with some of the thoughts that are coming in. It's not Earth, no. 1-877-332-8255. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. Let's go to Rodney in Melfort. What do you think, Rodney?
I'm thinking the Statue of Liberty.
Okay. So, and the reason you're saying that?
Because France gifted one to America.
Right, okay. I thought I knew your logic. No, that's not the answer we're looking for, but that's a good guess. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for giving it a shot. We go to Saskatoon. Clark is on the line. What do you think, Clark?
How about the Grand Canyon?
Okay, good guess. I mean, it extends over how many miles? Yes, I see where you're going there, but no, not the Grand Canyon. So not the Grand Canyon, not the Statue of Liberty. And again, I'm going to say the closest guest we've had so far is Paris. So maybe that points you in a direction that we should be going. 1-877-332-8255. Tim in North Battleford. What do you think, Tim?
Newfoundland.
No, not Newfoundland. Sorry, not Newfoundland and Labrador, which is, I'm sure, where you were thinking. Brian in Saskatoon, what do you think?
Is it Toronto?
No, not Toronto, but good guess. So now I've given top marks to the person that guessed Paris and the person that guessed Toronto. Neither one right, but that's pointing us in the right direction. Again, the question is this. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. By the way, it's the great mind of Taylor McPherson, who every once in a while fills in on this program, came up with today's question. And Taylor, he has information tucked in that brain of his. Because we had to do a bit of a dive to understand where this comes from. But there is an answer to this question. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. Two closest so far, we've had Paris and Toronto. Neither one of those was right. Okay, let me see. Where do we go next? I'm going to Grenfell, Saskatchewan. I got Chris on the line. What do you think, Chris?
I have to go with the Simpsons, the town they live in, Springfield.
Springfield. Yeah, you know, it's funny. How many times have people looked to see where Springfield is in the States and find out there's, like, how many different ones? Like,
I think every state has one.
Oh, is that right? There's that many? Well, maybe that's why they picked it. That's not the answer we're looking for. It is a great guess, though, but not the answer we're looking for. Let's go to Michael in Saskatoon. What do you say, Michael?
Is the answer Broadway?
Broadway? No, it's not Broadway, but that's a good guess. Thanks for playing along. Okay, where to? Elaine in Fort Capel. You're next on the list, Elaine. What do you think?
Well, I was going off of your Paris, saying that was close, so I was going to say the Louvre.
Okay, the Louvre, which is topical right now, given the fact they just had, $100 million in jewels stolen from there, which is mind-boggling to me that happened. But no, it's not the Louvre. Not the Louvre. 1-877-332-8255. Where to? David in Prince Albert. Thanks for calling in, David. Here's the question. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. What do you say?
My guess, I think, is London.
London is right. London is right. Congratulations, David. Was that like a total stab in the dark guess, or do you know that to be the answer?
Well, I know London, Ontario, and London in Great Britain.
So. Okay. Well, believe it or not, that's not the logic behind it. Here it is. The UK capital is actually a ceremonial county known as Greater London. It's not the city. It contains not only a couple of cities. The city of London itself is actually relatively small. It's basically a small little financial district. Then you've got the city of Westminster, but Greater London, which is known as the UK capital, contains no fewer than 33 local governments. So London, which many people think of as the City of London, is actually a ceremonial county. So you are right with London. And David, you are this week's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Have you won this before, David?
Never.
Never won before. Well, I'm glad to have a first-time winner. What's your last name, my friend?
McKnight.
And you live right in Prince Albert?
No, I live in Albertville.
Oh, and okay. So what keeps you busy there?
Retirement.
Oh, good for you. What did you do?
I was a superintendent with Graham Construction.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. Yep. Well, you know lots about building infrastructure then, which is a hot topic today.
Yeah, for sure.
David, I'm going to get you to hang on the line. Adam's going to grab some information from you so that we can get your prize out to you. But once again, congratulations, David. By the way, no pressure to your family and friends, but last week's winner had balloons bought for her, had lunches, suppers made for her, breakfast in bed. So there's quite a precedent there. I hope maybe you can carry that on, David.
Surf and turf would be great.
Would it ever. Okay, hang on the line, David. Don't go away. Congratulations to David, the winner from Albertville. Knew the answer. Contrary to common perception, this isn't just one place. London, the UK capital, is actually a ceremonial county made up of 33 local governments rather than just one big city. Congratulations. So that's how Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is played. We appreciate everyone that tried. The phone lines were jammed as always. And as you just found out from David, first-time winners happen all the time. Congratulations. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.